This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is hot in the studio.
It's that time of year.
Can we crack a window? No, of course not. Studio doesn't have a window.
Or air conditioning.
Who invented a radio studio without a window? Or air conditioning. I'm actually more concerned about the animals in here. They look okay right now.
Yeah, and they love to be in here.
Lori just reported last hour about the new laws. I'm making it, I guess, 26 states now where it's illegal to leave your dog in the car.
Good.
People can actually break into the car and have no repercussions from saving your animals, except for saving your animals. And that's not really a repercussion. That's pretty good.
Yes.
But there's other ways to get heat stroke, too. And in just a moment, we'll find out what those other ways are and how to diagnose it and what to do with it. We have joining us Dr. Stacy Ekman. She's a professor at Texas A&M, and she's the chief medical officer at the Small Animal Clinical Services. Hi, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. So it is definitely that time of season. I'm sure you're probably seeing more animals coming in with heat stroke at the office.
Yes, sir. We sure have. Yes, you're right. It's that time of year.
Now, there are other ways to get heat stroke other than just being locked in a car.
You bet. You bet. So probably one of the more common things that we see, aside from just being locked in a car, is just the excessive heat and humidity. So environmental conditions put them just right. And especially if your pet hasn't really been acclimated to that, that can actually cause them significant problems.
Are there certain breeds that are more at risk?
Yeah, there are. So those dogs that have relatively short noses, so short muzzles, we call those brachycephalic dogs. Those really are the guys that are at the greatest risk. So dogs like pugs, bulldogs, shih tzus, Boston terriers, those shorter nosed dogs are at greater risk.
How would I even know if my dog was suffering from heat stroke? Or I guess a cat, yeah. I guess a cat could too.
Cats can too. Yeah, it's not nearly as common in cats, but most of the time, the very first early signs that you'll see is that the animal is doing a lot of excessive panting. They act anxious. Sometimes people think that they're a little bit uncomfortable, that you may see them kind of getting up and getting down and whining and pacing a little bit. With that excessive panting, they'll really start to drool. Signs and symptoms just kind of escalate from there. Those guys can get a rapid heart rate. Of course, their temperature goes up. They can get really, really depressed as heat stroke progresses and end up with things like vomiting and diarrhea and shock and all the kind of sequela that goes along with it when it happens for a prolonged period of time.
What are some ways to really protect our dogs? I mean, obviously keeping them in when they're maybe inside the air conditioning, but are there other ways to protect our dogs?
Yeah, I think you said it right there, just awareness, you know, recognizing that it's hot and taking steps to kind of mitigate that, making sure that if it's getting to be the hot part of the summer, the hot part of the spring, that you do give your pet time to acclimate. Maybe that's going to the park and spending shorter amounts of time out there playing, taking lots of breaks out there, lots of water and access to shade while they're out there. And that will help them acclimate, but B, make sure that they don't get too hot too fast. You get some breeds that would just go all day long in any sort of heat, labs, border collies, those sorts of dogs that just won't stop and take a break. And so you really have to be mindful and make sure that they are taking adequate breaks and adequate water and shade breaks.
Is there a certain temperature that we should keep them away from? Like, if it's over 70 degrees or 80 degrees?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great question. I mean, and dogs live in Arizona in the desert all the time, and part of that's they've acclimated to that. And so we've seen dogs down here that even at 70, 75, 80 degrees, they actually struggle with it because they go out for prolonged periods of time. They're not used to it. Yeah, most of the time we think when it gets over 80, 90, 100 for sure, and then high humidity will also play a role in that.
If my dog is showing signs of heat stroke, I'm going to rush him to the vet. But is there anything I can do in the meantime to help them until we get there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, you know, the most common thing that people like to do, which we do not recommend doing, is actually putting ice or ice water on them. That actually
no.
So you shouldn't do that. Okay.
You should not do that. So cool water is okay, but when you put ice cold water on them, it actually makes their blood vessels constrict down, and that impacts how they're cooling. And so it actually kind of keeps heat internal. So cool water is great if you have a fan and you can wet them down and then blow a fan across them. That helps a whole lot. You know, just providing them with shade and water, those things help a whole lot as well.
Where do they sweat from? I know for humans, under our arms, that's how you can tell a guy's hot. But if you're a dog, I don't think the underarms are where they sweat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, dogs don't actually have many sweat glands. They do have some sweat glands on their feet and maybe right around their nose, but they don't sweat. And so their primary means of getting rid of heat is through panting. And so that's why you'll see them panting excessively. Now, you know, dogs will pant when it's cool outside if they're just running around. And so it's the degree of that panting for that dog that's a good sign that they're having trouble.
All great, wise advice. Dr. Ekman, thank you for spending time with us today.
Great. Thank you all.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.